Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Liberty Big League podcast. I am Patrick McFarland, your host, as always, coming at you with another episode. I hope that you guys are having a good week. I can't believe that it's Wednesday already, almost Thursday, although thank God for that because it's been quite a week already even. So we have continuing lockdowns. The state of Wisconsin last night, Governor Evers, His Almighty Holiness issued a proclamation that we should all stay home on Thanksgiving and that we should start locking down, although he did not phrase it as a mandatory, obligatory thing. So I was pretty upset about that. I got an episode of the Liberty Weekly podcast dropping tonight with the great Keith Knight, and we kind of discuss COVID in more detail. So I would definitely check that out. That'll be libertyweekly.net/136 or 137. Just not remembering right now. But today in the Liberty Big League podcast, I wanted to celebrate something and throw a little party mirroring James Corbett's latest video, the goodbye YouTube party. And I don't have any streamers or even a little funny little hat or anything like that. For you who listen to the Liberty Big League podcast, just the audio version, I'm live streaming this on Facebook right now, which adds to the irony, again, copying, I guess, James Corbett or leading by his example. But if you caught that video, if you didn't catch that video, I'll explain it to you a little bit. So James Corbett had a bunch of his friends on, other independent journalists that he operates, you know, they're in the same space on the YouTubes, or I guess, you know, on internet reporting spaces. But most of them got deplatformed from not just YouTube and Twitter and Facebook, but they were also deplatformed from other more serious outlets like PayPal and Patreon and some of the other some of those other outlets. So that can be pretty demoralizing. However, somehow Corbett has been staying on those platforms, even though he left Facebook a while ago. I don't know if he was ever on Facebook, but he left Twitter a long time ago. And I remember being all sad that James Corbett left Twitter because I wanted him to remain there. And I had left Twitter at one point. So I guess what I wanted to talk about in this video was the fact that I'm moving all of my efforts towards alternative social media platforms now. So I've tried out Parler. I'm not a huge fan of Parler, although some people seem to like it. It seems to be getting a lot more mass acceptance. And I tried Gab, but I never really got Gab. I think I tried it like 2 or 3 years ago. I tried it. I mean, Gab and Parler are both spaces more so for, I guess I don't like to use the term alt-right. However, it's more of a space for conservatives, and it doesn't really seem to be more of like a crypto space for crypto libertarians or anarcho libertarians. So other platforms, you know, like I said, I'm still kind of on Parler. I haven't had a lot of success there, but I had this epiphany the other day, and it was the day, I don't know if it was yesterday, it might have been yesterday, but I had this epiphany that I get a lot, I actually get an equal amount of interaction on these alternative platforms as I do on the major platforms like Twitter or Facebook and YouTube. So I wanted to make a little video and do a podcast about this, kind of spreading some awareness about the alternative platforms that exist out there and remark upon it. And part of that is I've tried the other platforms. MeWe is a platform. And when it first came out, I got on it and I embarrassingly called it Mayway for a while because for some reason I studied German in college. And for some reason, if there's a word that I don't know how to pronounce, or if I think it could be even remotely European, I try to pronounce it the way I think a German would pronounce it. So anyways, I got on MeWe and I got on there. I can see already I got on there in March of 2018. trying to look and see how long my profile has been. Yeah, March 2018. So been on there for like, I don't know, almost over 2 years now. And I was on there for a bit. I created a page for the Liberty Weekly podcast, and I just kind of left it alone, and I didn't touch it for quite some time, for over a year. And my biggest hang up with it is that there weren't a whole lot of personalities and people there that made it an interesting space to be in. And that's not to say there aren't interesting people there, but when everyone sees it as kind of like a secondary alternative, they're not really frequenting there like they do on Facebook or Twitter, spending hours there or posting interesting content. It really kind of seems like a novelty or like some kind of a half-ass kind of thing. But when there are tons of people on there who people that are popular on Facebook or big like members of the community on traditional social media platforms, when those people that provide the quality community and entertainment are starting to switch over to MeWe and use MeWe or alternative platforms in general as a primary place to put their content out, that is when the mass adoption will start. I think it's like the thought leaders, in a way, the content producers, when they decide to switch and make a different alternative platform the primary platform that they're going to focus their efforts on, I think that's when people follow. There's like a cool a jet set that will follow the content producers. And after that is when everyone else will follow and you'll get mass adoption. And that doesn't really make a lot of sense because, I mean, wouldn't you think that the content producers, they wouldn't migrate to a different platform unless there were viewers there first. They had to be enticed a little bit by the viewers. However, I don't know. I'm on MeWe right now. I'm checking my profile. I'm not going to just talk about MeWe, so hang in there. But I'm on MeWe now. That's MeWe.com, MeWe.com/I/Patrick McFarlane. I'll put a link in the show notes page for this one. However, let's see. I have 830 friends on MeWe. That is more friends than I have on Facebook. And if I go to the Liberty Weekly podcast group, I have 482 members in that group. So as opposed to, I think I'm live streaming this to the Liberty Weekly Facebook page. And I love you all. And I'm glad a lot of you have been fans of my page for quite some time. However, I don't know if it's with the algorithms or what have you, but not a whole lot of people see my posts when I post on the Liberty Weekly page. And so I'm trying to look now. In the last 28 days, I've had 73 post engagements, 108 people reached, although I've had 18 new likes in the last month. So I have 559 people that like the Liberty Weekly podcast page. And that's after having the page for like 4 years now. So MeWe I've had for 2 years, and seems like I've just had more success being there. Plus, they have a different feature where if you get into a group, you can have a group chat with everyone that's in the group. And Facebook doesn't have this feature. And I really do enjoy that because I think it builds a lot more community around certain groups. So MeWe is a lot like Facebook, but I think the one thing that it's really lacking is the big time quality content producers that are coming in. I mean, people like, and a lot of them have platforms there, or a lot of them have profiles there. Like I was looking, Jack V. Lloyd and the Philosopher have ones there. I saw their live right now on Facebook too. Sherry Voluntary's on there. Pete Quinones is on there. I don't know if Dave Smith is on there because part of the problem group just got sucked and they're out of Facebook. They're hidden group. So I don't know if they migrated to MeWe, but I don't see Dave Smith on MeWe. But you know, Tom Woods hasn't come over to MeWe yet. Probably because I see there's a group, Friends of Tom Woods. But anyways, they're these people, content producers, they have to be the ones that are going to lead the way and switch over to these different platforms. And I guess I had an epiphany that You know, I am a James Corbett fanboy. I've said a bunch of times, and he's moved over to these alternative platforms, and he keeps nagging people to move, do the move, be the change. We can't rely on YouTube. We can't rely on Facebook. We can't rely on Twitter. If there's any event in history to get the boot behind our ass and to kick us forward, it is right now, when people are being en masse banned from Facebook and deplatformed from all these different platforms. So instead of whining about it, we should take a page from that book and celebrate the fact that we are unchained now and we don't have to worry about it. We will go to greener pastures. We will support these alternative platforms. We will make a community. And it's something to be excited about, because it's like, at this point in time, it's like the Wild West out there on these alternative platforms. So there's great opportunity. There's great excitement. There's bugs. There's things to deal with. There's features that, lack of features that we are used to having, because YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and all those platforms, Discord, Twitch, all those platforms have the corporate backing and the power behind it. But we can make our own spaces, and this is a real solution. And what I wanted to share is that I remember getting into MeWe 2 years ago, and there were people there, some people checking it out, sticking their nose in it, but they were also tumbleweeds blowing around. However, now I'm back there, and I see there's a lot more people on there. There's a lot more people that are seriously, you can see people leaving on Facebook and saying that they're moving over to MeWe. So people are on there, and hopefully MeWe comes up with the stream feature like we have right here. However, you got to be that change. You need to be the change, and you need to go over there and homestead this space. Other platforms that I'm using, I was on Steemit. And actually, there's an episode of Liberty Weekly where I talked about this. And I think it was Steemit. Anyways, I'm going to pull that up and put that in the show notes page. But libertyweekly.net/30 is the episode where I talk about Steemit. And I've learned that Steemit kind of died out, but it's been replaced by Hive.blog, which is largely the same thing as Steemit. It's like a blog where it runs on cryptocurrency, where people upvote your content and you get rewarded with cryptocurrency for votes that are in demand from the crowd. And so I've been posting on there, but it runs on the D.tube system. So DTube, and it's an uncensorable cryptocurrency YouTube where you can upload your stuff. You upload your videos and you can do it using the Sia. It's spelled the same as Sia, like the singer, but it's pronounced Sia, S-I-A. And you can do that, and Sia is like a decentralized peer-to-peer, from what I understand, just looking at it last night, it's a decentralized peer-to-peer cloud storage system that's basically uncensorable, and because it's like a peer-to-peer thing. So you upload your videos to there, and you put it on DTube, and they add it to their blockchain, and it's permanent. It's up there forever. Your content will never be taken down, and people can reward you with this cryptocurrency. And I think it's pretty exciting. There's not as many people on DTube that there could be. So it probably needs users, needs people. But on the other hand, there's Library, LBRY.TV. And that's another one that is cryptocurrency based and more decentralized. And Keith Knight is on there. And actually, Tim Pool is on there, and a bunch of other people. And, well, James Corbett is on there. Press for Truth, Dan Dix. I'm pretty sure that Luke Rutkowski and We Are Change is on there, too. Naomi Brockwell is on there. So there's a bunch of people. And to me, it kind of looks like Library is kind of emerging as a stronger competitor to DTube, and maybe a place that's out there. It's not as big as BitChute. And I've been on BitChute almost since the beginning, like 3 or 4 years. So I've really enjoyed BitChute. I've had somewhat limited success on BitChute. However, it's really is growing, and they kind of got in hot water with like some kind of Jewish firm, because there are a lot of like alt-right people on there. And but I mean, that's a testament to how committed BitChute is to free expression, that they would allow these people to still be on the platform. And I mean, I don't have as many YouTube subscribers on BitChute, 546, but every video that I put out gets as many, if not more, watches and views than my YouTube videos. And some have more, and some videos have quite a lot. Like, I put one out about the death of Facebook. Oh, so libertyweekly.net/61 is the original episode I did on MeWe. And that episode has 1,498 views on BitChute. So I'll put all the links to these in the show notes page. That show notes page should be at anchor.fm/libertybigly, B-I-G-L-Y, no comma or anything like that. And I would really strongly urge you guys out there to join, connect with me on these social media platforms. Send me a message on them if you do. Also, send me a voicemail to the podcast, because I've been trying to plug it in every episode of Liberty Bigly that I do, that there's a voicemail feature. And I'd love to hear from you guys about how things are going in your country. I know I have international listeners, but how things are doing in your states, if you would just drop me a message or say anything really, and I'll put it in the episode. And I think that'd be pretty cool. So check out these platforms. It really is exciting. It really is kind of like the Wild West out there. But a big criticism of libertarians is that these social media censorship is a big deal. It is. It's a big deal. And it's something that we need a solution for. And it's something that libertarians don't have great solutions for in the large. And that's been, I guess that's kind of been thrown out there as like, oh, libertarians, you have no solutions to this big issue. And this is kind of, it's a criticism of the right, and I think it's a valid one. But no, there, we do have these alternatives. It's just that we need some brave people. We need brave people to step forward and to homestead these platforms. And we need people who are producing content that have followings, that are willing to go on these platforms and use it as their primary distribution platform. Because as long as people are primarily, and I'll still be on YouTube and some of these other platforms, but it's not going to be my focus. But as long as the thought leaders of the movement, the content producers, as long as they refuse to go out on a limb and embrace these new platforms, everyone's going to stay on YouTube. And maybe the ship's going to go down for us. The space will be eliminated by censorship, and it will be too late. And maybe we'll rise up in different platforms, but at least we shouldn't put all of our eggs in the one basket, because we know that the ship is going to sink. We know it's a matter of time. So we need to get on these alternative platforms, establish communities there. We need to be pliable too. And if these communities suck, well, the platforms suck rather. We need to make them compete. We need to make them compete for our usership. And that's the only way that they're going to get better, is if we homestead the space, go out in the Wild West, embrace that excitement and the danger, and we can avoid censorship. And besides, so if you're worried about being doxxed, or if you're worried about putting controversial political opinions out there on the major social media platforms, maybe a lot of you aren't worried about that, but normies aren't going to find you if you're on DTube, or they're not going to find you if you're on hive.blog, or if you're on BitChute, or if you're on library.com. Maybe that will come later on. Maybe you're a little worried about, oh, well, how are we going to reach normies if we're just on these crypto platforms that no one is going to listen to? I don't know. Maybe they'll come after we homestead these spaces. Once cat videos start getting on Library or DTube, start posting that normie content too. If you're into You know, if you're into makeup tutorials, or if you're into cat videos, or if you're into Demolition Derby, or if you're Mr. Beast, or if you're a gamer, there's a streaming platform that I was just checking out yesterday. I think it's called DLive. DLive.tv. So you get on there, you stream your video games, create this space, and people will follow. You know, there's a few hundred people. There's a podcasting platform right here. So, I mean, I could do that even. And in fact, maybe I'll start streaming this live on DTube, or DLive rather, instead of on Facebook here. So maybe I'll do that next time. But go check those platforms out. And if you are a mainstream content producer, go homestead those spaces. Bring people in. Make it something there that is in demand by normal people. And we can have a space that's dominated by people putting out our message instead of the mainstream media, progressive, social justice, corporate consensus. And we can start fighting that culture war, if you want to say that, in a positive way. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I sincerely hope that you will go try to connect with me on those platforms, but also just go check it out. There's mobile apps if that's your hangout. Library.tv has a mobile app that is comparable to the YouTube app. You can find it on the App Store. BitChute has a mobile app called BitSlide. The only thing we need over there, I guess, is more content producers. But you can find some stuff that you like. Try to split your time. You got to actually do something to see change. So at that, I'll leave it at that for everyone. Thanks for hanging out. Excuse me. It's been a long day of a lot of talking. So thanks for hanging out. I really appreciate it. Thanks for listening to my show. Be sure to like, subscribe, share, rate, review. That's the best way that you can help me. Podcast spread by word of mouth primarily. So if you would do that, if you like my content, do me a favor and help me spread it. So thanks so much. Hope you guys are having a good week. We'll catch you next time.